was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, a little bit hoarse, a little bit worse for the wear, but here nonetheless, and it's my pleasure and my privilege to join you tonight in our continuing discussion, which we began last week, regarding prison extraction and dealing with some of the more difficult, intransigent courts that are ignorant of commercial process, that are ignorant of their own law, and that will use any resource and convenience, any case law, and any shenanigan, no matter how contrived and how repugnant it is to common sense, to maintain jurisdiction over the persons that are subject to it, and by virtue of misnomer, harming the living men that they would injure in its stead. So we have a tall order, I guess, for our discussions tonight. Today is Sunday, November 4th, 2007, and the call-in number tonight is 1-800-313-9443 for you to discuss any situations or scenarios having to do with prison extraction, probation, premature release, things of that sort, rescinding documents that were inadvertently signed as the defendant, and even rescinding appearances. As you'll see later in the program, an appearance, we all know how the public works. Any rule they make up is convenient. They just have to find a bunch of verbs and nouns to justify them. And so they have a case law that substantiates that any appearance whatsoever, whether it's specified as being special or not, can be construed as a grant of jurisdiction. It doesn't matter how the court seduced you to appear, or words to that effect. What could be a stronger warning than that? Which is why, my friends, I'd like to issue this reminder to those who are new in their cases. If it was me, I would return all process as defective. I would make a commercial settlement, and I would not appear unless I literally had a bayonet shoved under my nose. And if that was held to my neck, I would probably just lean forward on it, because I would not submit to the subjugation of being a legal fiction. I would not provide that dishonor to my Lord who created me as a living man. That said, that's why I've been talking so heavily the last few months on private settlement and remaining on the private side. And if I did feel the need to venture in the public to slap their hands, I would do it as a standing court. And it doesn't take a lot of fancy work to be a standing court, since they have abandoned the du jour courts of the land. Folks, we'll pick this up in 3 minutes. We're going to have an interesting program tonight. And we're going to provide you with the exact terminology we use in most of our documents for rescission.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no
bread for the welcome back, my friends. Thanks for joining me tonight. We're going to have an interesting discussion. The phone lines are open. Let me read you something that was passed my way, which I literally just read by email 15 minutes ago. And in this particular quote-unquote order, there is a quote, and it says, the Utah Court of Appeals in State versus Amoroso, 1999 Utah APP 60, paragraph 12, FN, 975 P.S. and Peter, dot 2D505 explained while, this is a quote now, while in brackets, the defendant, close brackets, did characterize its initial appearance as a special appearance to contest jurisdiction, this does not affect whether Utah can assert personal jurisdiction in this criminal case. And then that court went on to say, it is well settled that the district court has personal jurisdiction over any party who appears before it, regardless of how his appearance was obtained. In other words, you can be kidnapped, brought in stating, excuse me, you have the wrong party, I don't belong here, I am not making an appearance, and that's an appearance. Doesn't matter that you're not in the jurisdiction originally. which is why I suggest an oral abatement is always a good tool in these proceedings. You may be held for a couple of days, but you should be kicked. And an oral abatement would simply consist of looking at the so-called judge and stating, "Excuse me, sir, my law is the law of Jesus of Nazareth. I don't see it here today. When I do, I'll have something to say. Have a nice day." That's it. Anything other than that, under the rules of the court, those hallowed rules that I choose to ignore, for just so much damage to trees that they represent, excuse me, is an appearance under those rules. A word to the wise, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know. If I did hit an intransigent situation of that sort, I would be issuing orders to that court, and I would do that from my court. And I have many ways of holding court. One is as a bond servant of Christ, maintaining that jurisdiction all the way, and rejecting all of their defective process. Another way would be to simply go into Title 28 and locate the locations that are specified in Title 28 for the regions where the District Court of the United States is supposed to hold court. And I can guarantee you'll find it in a rural area, or you'll find at least one of them in a rural area, where court is not held. And I would reconstitute that de jure court and issue my orders from there, and I would remove that case following very simple removal procedures which are outlined in Title 28. And most of you folks listening have some idea of what those procedures are. But I would make it known as to what my rules and orders are and not be real concerned with their rules and orders. In addition, if it was me, and I'm not recommending any of this to anyone, everyone has to decide who they are and how they function, but if it was me, I would immediately distress the public hazard bond of any official who holds my paper. You can have 12 inches of paperwork from every de facto judge on the planet. In fact, you can have it from the Bar Association itself. You can have it from your Bar Association convention or your convention in York, Pennsylvania. And you can swear on a stack of pseudo-Bibles that you have the power to do A, B, C, and D, and that you don't have to obey the orders of a living man. And you can swear on a stack of Bibles that the paper you hold in your hand is worthless, when in fact it's no different than the very promissory note you signed to quote-unquote purchase your own home. And you know it. So all of those edicts don't matter to me, because I understand public policy, and I understand it is in your best interest to ignore public policy. And so if it was me, I would distress the bond of every official who steals public funds. I would demand of the Comptroller General the creation or the quote-unquote making of an account and the issuance of distress warrants from the Department of Treasury. I would, if it was me, assign the gain to IRS. And then I would, if it was me, sit back with the knowledge and understanding that those officials will not be around 18 months from now. They may think they're having a good laugh at the present time, but when they fail to tender payment, lawful payment, under the rules of public policy, and they choose instead to hold those instruments knowingly, and it must be knowingly, because if there was anything illegal or unlawful about those instruments, they would be calling in the FBI and the control of the currency and the Secret Service and everyone else, wouldn't they? But they choose not to do that. But they hold the instruments, and they issue their own securities in the back door. So I would, with a high amount of conscience, hold them liable on the liability that they have certified is in their grasp by conversion. That's just a few of the fronts that I would move on. I would also find a public front in a collateral jurisdiction to bring such parties in to testify under oath. And they're going to fight that tooth and nail, and of course they're fighting on the public side, so they may have the edge. But using some of the techniques of trial by notary, I would make sure that one way or the other, and I don't care if it's a writ of mandamus, a petition for a writ of prohibition, whatever it may be, if I decided to venture on the public side, I would be sure that parties other than myself are going to testify about such facts as their confession of stealing funds belonging to the Secretary of the Treasury. And if they don't believe in that system, then they have a real big statutory awakening coming, don't they? I would ask them to testify about how they can sit in judgment in a case in which they have been named as a third-party defendant. Now, their only defense, of course, is, well, that stuff is gibberish. Well, if it's gibberish, why issue a 20-page order to contradict it? I said this to someone by email today. Someone invited me into a controversy today, very interesting controversy. I challenge you to appear at some website somewhere or some, I don't know where it was. I don't remember where it was. I don't really care where it was. And defend your position. Only victims defend themselves. And if you hear yourself defending yourself, you're a victim. So if a court feels a need to hand down a 20 or 30-page ruling, meticulously researched, you can just see the court administrator or the clerk, the judge's clerk, scrambling. Let's get it all right. Let's put an end to this right now. And we'll use this as a model for all the other courts across the land. All they have to do is cross-reference it in their own state or rely upon full faith and credit. Because we know that these procedures, in fact, my own name is under discussion at their various annual meetings. And they're completely perplexed, although they must put a public face on it, to their colleagues about those wackos. Or as I had a Border Patrol agent say to me 2 or 3 days ago, oh, you're one of them. Get out of here. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy to get out of here. And I'm also happy to remind him that I am one of those who chooses not to be a subject. Nothing personal, Mr. Border Patrol agent, but I'm not your subject, and I don't choose to be. And I'm sorry if that's so hard for you to digest, that the second I ask you the pertinent question, not only don't you ask to see a driver's license or any other nonsense, you say, get out of here. The question that was posed to me at one of these border roadblocks, which are encroaching deeper and deeper into the land of the United States of America, even though they're nothing more than political stoppages, the question that was posed to me was, excuse me, sir, are you a citizen of the United States? Now, any patriot facing that question has a dilemma. In my case, I had a real dilemma because I had an injured animal with me and I was not going to be detained on the way to a veterinarian. And so I looked him in the eye and I said, excuse me, would that be the United States Corporation as defined under 28 U.S.C. Section 3002? And his response was, you're one of those. Get out of here. Have a nice day, officer. he's sort of lucky that I did have an injured animal. Folks, we'll continue this after the break. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Please join me in 3 minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The boogie train. It's a boogie train. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. You're listening to Take No Prisoners. Here's something that came to my attention right after that stoppage, because I went and I dug out some of my private ID, and it's been a long time. I've done many, many apostilles, more than I care to consider, who have been involved in securing apostilles, but it's been a while since I read one. We get so caught up sometimes in the great seal of the President of the United States that sometimes we forget about the poor, lonely apostille, which is being done under treaty, under contract, through the Hague Convention. Here's what it says. It is hereby certified that, and then it gives the name of a legal fiction, that, well, let's call him John Smith, was clerk of the county of whatever county in the state of whatever state and clerk of the Supreme Court therein, being a court of record, on the day of the date of the annexed certificate and duly authorized to grant same, that the seal affixed, again, it is hereby certified that the seal affixed to said certificate is the seal of said county and court. Those are, by the way, capital C's. It is hereby certified that the attestation thereof of said clerk is in due form and executed by the proper officer, and that full faith and credit may and ought to be given to said clerk's official acts. That's the clerk of the Supreme Court of the state of New York, folks. And that means you can turn this document around and hand it to somebody and say, excuse me, there is the ruling, there is the order of the Supreme Court of the state of whatever, and you are obliged to honor it, Mr. Sheriff, Mr. Border Patrol, Mr. whomever. And that's just something to be considered if you're using apostilles. They might be more powerful than what you give them credit for. All right, so we were talking last week about prison extraction. I was beginning at the very beginning of the BIC process, and we are in the middle of reading the indemnity bond. The indemnity bond is the first instrument that we use, and it's a bond that generally we have sent directly into Treasury with a value of $300 million and a term of 30 years. And it says, know all men by these presents, whereas only fiat money exists in circulation for the discharge of debt, now, comma, therefore, comma, the undersigned creditors, being of sound mind and honorable intentions, for the purposes of protecting secured interests, reserving rights of recourse, remedy, and subrogation, and maintaining the honor of the above-named account holders and accounts, do hereby necessarily issue this private discharging and indemnity bond to wit. New sentence. In our rightful sui juris status, the creditors do hereby knowingly and with full disclosure hold, bind, and obligate themselves jointly and severally by this instrument as voluntary sureties for all of the above noted account holders and accounts, comma, each severally, comma, including, comma, without limitation, comma, Social Security account number, and we give the Social Security number. That could also say, instead of that, including without limitation, pass-through account, and then it would be the straw man's name and the Social Security number without a comma between them. That's really the name of the account that they have created. In my case, it would be Sam Kennedy, 123456789. Including without limitation, Social Security account number, and then you list the number, comma, for any amount up to and including $300 million, that's spelled out, 00/00 United States dollars, in parenthesis, $300 million, .00, close parenthesis, comma, insuring, comma, underwriting, indemnifying, and discharging the said account holders and accounts against any and all pre-existing, current, and future losses, costs, debts, taxes, encumbrances, deficits, deficiencies, liens, judgments, true bills, obligations of contract or performance, defaults, charges, and any and all other obligations as may exist or come to exist during the term of this bond, in parenthesis it then says, jointly and severally, quote, liabilities, with a capital L, unquote, close parenthesis, comma, thereby honorably discharging and vacating dollar for dollar all such obligations until the sum or the term of this bond is exhausted. That's a capital B on the bond. The fiduciary shall have 30, and then in parenthesis, 30, close parenthesis, days from presentment to dishonor the bond by returning it to the principal by certified mail at the location below hyphen noted, period. We'll pick this up after the break, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, before I forget, when I woke up this morning, I had about 50 emails waiting for me regarding yesterday's program. We had a very busy program yesterday, and Saturday is starting to get busier than Sunday night, with good reason, I think, as we settle into winter. People tend to go to bed a little earlier, I think. But in answer to the questions, it's not a big deal to order the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar. All you have to do is send an email to Brian at takenoprisonersathush.com. All one word, takenoprisonersathush.com, and he'll tell you how to place the order. It's very simple. It's not a real steep donation, and I don't think we're backlogged. We can probably get them out within 2 or 3 days, especially for those whose backs are against a wall. Now, that course also included a discussion of unlawful detainer and a master-tenant's relationship, and it has a master-tenant's lease on the CD as well. So anyway, thank you for all those inquiries. So continuing along with the indemnity bond, it says, the fiduciary shall have 30 days from presentment to dishonor the bond, capital B, by returning it to the principal by certified mail at the location below noted. Failure to return will stipulate the fiduciary's acceptance and honor of this instrument. Then we skip a line and it says bond order, and basically the instructions we gave above are repeated in numbered fashion. Number one, the fiduciary shall discharge and vacate all pre-existing and current liabilities as may exist without exception for, against, and on behalf of any and all of the above noted account holders and accounts, each severally, including, without limitation, Social Security account number, such and such, dollar for dollar, through the above noted private offset accounts, up to and including the full face value amount of this bond. Now, the private offset accounts are the accounts that we listed above all the text on this bond, and it basically consisted of, if this was my bond, myself in my living man sui juris capacity, as a living Christian, breathing man on the land, and two sureties in the same capacity. The sureties add weight to the bond. They're not essential, but they add weight. And also, they add perpetuity in the event I, as a mortal child of God, should pass from this world unexpectedly, which you might say in my case is always a distinct possibility. So those are known as private offset accounts. By convention, it's nothing more than the Social Security number without the dashes. And this very afternoon, read over a bond that someone had been sent in an interesting capacity, and it had all of that fancy language, all the Elvic speak we used to have from years ago. To this day, I still don't understand most of it, but it specified all kinds of different accounts and the registry number and UCC numbers and offset numbers. And we've pared it down basically to a private offset account, which is just another way of referring to us. The account on the private side that they are keeping to track us coordinated to that Social Security account. But also, we could have it coordinated to any Social Security account of any party that we were seeking to help. For instance, I'm going to be helping someone on a hospital bill personally, and I'm going to provide the set off on that bill, and then I'm going to make the hospital accept it. As opposed to the pass-through account, which is, as its name implies, that transmitting utility identified by a particular name and a Social Security number. It's that simple. Item number two on the bond order. Each of the above noted account holders and accounts shall be severally insured, underwritten, and indemnified against any and all future liabilities as may come to exist. So this is about future liability. Discharging and vacating all such obligations, dollar for dollar, without exception, through the above noted private offset accounts, up to and including the full face value amount of this bond. Number three, the fiduciary shall have 30 days from the date of delivery specified on United States Postal Service form number 3811, the green card, to dishonor this bond by returning it to the principal with all associated transactions annexed thereto by United States certified mail. I've now changed that to registered mail, by the way. At the mailing location identified hereunder, the fiduciary's failure to return the bond as indicated will stipulate the fiduciary's acceptance and honoring of this instrument and all terms and provisions herein as an operation of law. Number four, all communication shall be sent by United States certified mail directly to the principal at the location noted hereunder exactly as shown. Service in any other manner is defective on its face. The principal will accept post at the said postal location only. Excuse me. Number five, this bond shall be postponed as This bond shall be posted as an asset to the benefit of the United States Department of the Treasury. Number six, this bond expires at 11 :59:59 p.m. And then there's a date that's filled in, and that would be the date of expiration that was specified at the top of the bond, which would be 30 years after the date of issuance. So if we're issuing the bond today, November 4th, 2007, its expiration would be 30 years from now, November the 3rd at 11:59:59 p.m. in 2037. Then it says, executed by the undersigned on this, the blank day of the blank month. So instead of January, February, March, it would be the first or the second or the third month in the year of our Lord, 2000 and such and such, which is really the way a living man should sign, at least a living Christian man. And then we have places for three signatures, which would be the principal, me if it's my bond, which would be the lowest right-hand signature, because that's the guy who really owns the page, who underwrites everything. And then there's the first surety and the second surety signing as well. Each of us has our private offset account number listed below it and our post location, where we receive posts, where we receive our mail matter. And then below that, there's place for a right thumbprint or other seal that one could specify. One could create a seal or a coat of arms, so to speak, except we're not interested in arms, are we? Except if we're fighting peacefully for the law on behalf of our Lord. And even fight is the wrong word for that, I would imagine. Then there's the space for witnessing, which says, we, comma, the undersigned witnesses, comma, do hereby solemnly attest to the authenticity of the foregoing signatures and seals on this, the whatever day of the whatever month in the year of our Lord, 2000 and such and such. And then there's a place for their signature, their printed name, and their location, or their mailing location, their post location. I'm not sure I wouldn't change that statement. In fact, on newer indemnity bonds than the one I'm reading here for other purposes, we've taken the word authenticity out because they really can't attest to authenticity of someone else's signature, can they? But they can attest to witnessing the application of the signature and the seal. So that's an indemnity bond, and we'll be moving on to the other instrument shortly. Mark in Florida, are you there?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, caught you by surprise, didn't we, Mark?
Yes, you did, Sam. Thank you.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for hanging on. What can we do for you?
I'm pretty new to the issues, and I've learned a lot from the archives of your show. I've heard several of your shows going back to September, and I enjoy your show, and I appreciate you having me on. And I've heard you mention the subject of mentors. I'd like to get in touch with someone that could be close to me here in West Central Florida, St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg sounds like a very biblical place. Well, why don't you just send an email to Better yet, send it to Roberta T, R-O-B-E-R-T-A-T, at hush.com and ask Laura to see what she can do about digging up a mentor. Identify your location as well.
Okay. Just for future reference, you might want to know that I sent a couple of emails to TakeNoPrisoners.com that were returned that the box was full. We're accepting no more.
I can tell you why. Because the box was full. And periodically, don't blame me, even though ultimately I bear responsibility. I'll give you a Bill Clinton-type answer.
Okay.
Blame all those people who send us those 9-meg attachments, which Hushmail is not very fond of. So, folks, like we say, please don't send any of us unsolicited attachments. Just send a query about what the problem is and ask if we'd like to see it. 9 out of 10 times, I'll say no, because all that previous paperwork is part of the cause and not the solution, and I like to talk about solutions. Occasionally, if it looks like there could be some fun in a court order like the one I saw today, then I'll say, send it along. I need a good laugh. And also, let's see just how weak their position was, because what these guys in the public don't realize, at least consciously they don't realize, is when they're scrambling to write these orders – and taking page after page to qualify themselves in legalese, which isn't real much legalese at all, but and you can tell they're trying to break it down so their meaning is clear to anyone who would read it, but they're trying to qualify it in case law and all of that equity nonsense. They don't realize just how weak they appear to fellows like us who see this stuff day in and day out, just how comical in a way it is. They're thinking, we need to justify our position, we need to make sure we're not at risk, and give full qualification in case anyone gives a hoot what we say. But I got news for you. Other than the intimidation factor with the principal in the case, no one gives a hoot what you guys say. We know you're standing there naked, and the only ones in many cases who haven't realized it are you. But I'll tell you this, judges and clerks and administrators who are listening to me tonight, and there are many of you, every single one of you will be gone within 18 to 24 months unless you accept public policy. And that's no bluff, because that's what happens to every single public official that I've been involved with where we have liquidated their dishonor. It takes time, but it happens. And there are many ways to do that. There are many ways to do that through Treasury, through CID, going directly after the bond and distressing it, assigning the liability. I mean, there are a million ways, and we spoke about one great way last night. Can you imagine if we took last night's discussion on bankruptcy court, folks, and you take the principal, in this case that was sent to me, take those notary certificates. Here's an idea. All you judges and clerks listening, the principal takes the notary certificate and assigns it after issuing a notice of fault and a notice of default to secure an appropriate lien right, and assigns that lien right to the trustee in a bankruptcy case. And as we discussed last night, even by way of an intermediary court judgment where the only asset of the debtor in bankruptcy would be a judgment against another party who has that perfected right of lien. It could be very, very interesting. I know I'd have a lot of fun with that. And the surety on that lien is, guess what, Mark?
I don't know.
The public hazard bond of the public official who held payment in the name of Henry Paulson and failed to transmit it to Treasury. Imagine that. So we could have some fun with that. Anyway, Mark, did you have a final question?
No, I just wanted to say that I've learned a lot from your show so far. I look forward to hearing it every weekend, and thank you for the information.
Thank you for calling in, Mark. It's very kind of you. Appreciate it. Carol in Nevada. Carol, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Carol, are you in Las Vegas?
No, I'm in Lake Tahoe.
You're in Lake Tahoe.
I am.
Are you a gambler, Carol?
I am not.
You're not? Then why are you calling me?
Well, because when you have...
If you're calling me, Carol, you're a gambler. You must be. Lord knows who listens to this program. All right, Carol, what can we do for you?
Well, my friend and I went through the stages that you were just talking about of sending in our Social Security number and our birth certificates and, you know, the bonds and all through another friend back in May and, well, June.
Okay.
And then we're supposed
to... You did a BC bond to Treasury is what I'm hearing.
Okay. I'm not sure because this is all very new to me. And we
can I interrupt you, Carol? Can I interrupt you without being disrespectful?
Yes.
All right. I think it's very important for people to really understand what they're doing before they do it. That's why I say time and time again on this program and when I speak publicly and when I speak privately, please do not undertake any procedures at all until you know it's something that you feel is the right thing to do. So I just caution you to to, you might want to, unless you absolutely have to, you might want to slow down a bit and let that knowledge base catch up with you in the long term. But I don't mean that as criticism.
No, you're absolutely correct.
Please continue.
You're absolutely correct, and that's why we're listening to your program, so that we're able to have some collective knowledge and hopefully gain some understanding through your imparting of this knowledge. And then we sent off our, discharging of our bills. And that was done in, I believe, July.
Did you do that with a bonded promissory note?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have never heard anything in response. Never received anything, never heard anything. And we're just curious as if you could be guiding us or telling us some of the things that we should be able to... And we also did a
Okay, Carol, you may not hear this music in the background. That means we're headed to a break. Why don't you stick around, and we'll answer that question when we come back from the break in 3 minutes. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, heading towards the close of the first hour. Now, Carol, are you still with us in Nevada?
I am.
All right. Carol from Lake Tahoe has posed a question. as to what do you do if you've tendered a bonded promissory note, for instance, on a credit card or a mortgage, and you hear nothing back. Well, Carol, what have you done? How did you tender the instrument?
Well, actually, I paid a friend of mine who's gone through your classes, and he did all the actual work for us because he's much more informed about all of this than my friend and I, my girlfriend and I. And so going through him, he said, after we called and said we haven't heard anything, he said, well, sometimes it just takes a while. Sometimes it's kind of hit and miss. Some people get their things released. Other people don't. So, and he's been out of the country a lot, so we haven't really been able to hook up to satisfy some of our questions. And then he had sent, well, prior to this, he had sent a email saying, you know, to listen to you on the broadcasting, which we have been doing for the last couple of weeks in an attempt to gain understanding of what our next step should be.
And how many people? You said we a number of times. How many people are involved in
just
these lines?
Just my girlfriend and I. We're both single moms and kind of struggling to stay afloat. And are limited in our knowledge and our understanding of it because we entrusted, seeing how he knows what he's doing, really entrusted that because he's been a long-term friend. And he just happens to be busy. Okay.
Well,
and then the last thing that we did was in September was send a non-negotiable bill of exchange.
And whose idea was that?
That was his.
Okay. You bring up an interesting dilemma, and I do think it's appropriate to call it that. Excuse me. When we invite people upon their application to attend a law merchant leadership conference or retreat, in the past, we have required them to sign an affidavit. And the affidavit pledges that if they elect to mentor, and they're not required to mentor, but if they do elect to mentor, that mentoring is performed in a comprehensive manner. Because my vision has been to create mentors and people who are sufficiently knowledgeable that they will know what is right and what is wrong for them. And they will understand that these procedures are really dictated from scriptural foundations.
And I know that about you.
And that they will then feel the allegiance to pass along the technology. Now, that's in stark contrast to a long history of Patriot sharing drips and drabs of information that wind up being instruments of self-destruction. Many Patriots suffering consequences such as foreclosure, loss of their house, destitution, loss of their families, liens, and imprisonment. So I'd like to address that issue and see if we can come up with a solution to you when we return for the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We'll be back after a 1-minute station identification. Don't go away.